The day that Frank Ocean came out, not much was interrupted. Hip hop was still hip hop. The sun slept where the sun normally sleeps. Lil Wayne was still kissing Birdman in the mouth. Hip hop was still hip hop. The day that Frank Ocean came out, my 3-year-old nephew sang, "Thinking About You." My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they ball. When I, Lil Wayne was thinking of the most cover line ever about being gay to put in a rap song, "I'm Straight." No Frank Ocean. Hip hop was still a bloody Rubik's Cube where grown men would rather die next to the majority and struggle to connect with their own colors. The day that Frank Ocean came out, Elmo was preparing to literally leave Sesame Street with a bang. Big Bird threw up an Oscar's trash can, thought about all the times he gave Elmo a ride on his back. On the way, women found another reason to say all the good black men are either married, gay, or in jail. The day that Frank Ocean came out, my nephew was walking around the house in heels. D.L. Hughley tweeted, "Seems to me sissies should be way down on the prayer list." The day that Frank Ocean came out was a few days before his CD came out. I guess hanging yourself just feels better when you get to kick a pile of money and not a chair. The day that Frank Ocean came out, Lawrence King was still dead. A 13-year-old gay boy was somewhere tweeting his suicide letter and killing himself as a Christmas gift to his father. Two dykes and Texas boys were shot to death for holding hands with their lovers ignored. The day that Frank Ocean came out, my nephew was walking around the house in heels, thanking me for not telling his father that he likes to dance to Beyonce. I was adding his name to that prayer list, hoping that we never have to pull D.L. Hughley. Right the day that Frank Ocean came out, Uganda was still Uganda, preparing to pass and kill the gay. You don't know him, gay. But Frank Ocean gained 2 million new Twitter followers. His CD instantly labeled classic because of the way he used pronouns. Frank Ocean was out. Being gay still wasn't in, and I held my nephew tighter than ever that night, praying that God would somehow turn my hands into a set of time machines that could always touch him back to being 3 and not liable for his sexuality, just in case he ever had a day like Frank Ocean's coming. The day that Frank Ocean came out, we focus more on the mystery of his first lover than the bravery of his letter. We played it safe. We kept Frank bisexual so hip-hop could still be. Let's go!